Voice memo. Ship, timestamp, please. Okay, my lovely little satellite arrays, are you up and running as expected? I know, we only just dropped you off. You've hardly had time to wake up, but you should be flattered. I just couldn't sleep until I checked. We are going to be such good friends. Array one, on. Lights are green. Excellent. Let me just set up a data relay to my implant. There it is, sounding good. The sweet harmony of low-lying cloud cover, actually. Oh, sweet weather data, I have missed you so much. You know, Array 1, your name isn't all that helpful. You're focused on Site 10. I'm going to just rename you A10, okay? All right, Array 2, all green, moving data. Sounds good. That's Site 2, so it works out, but let's go with A2 for consistency. Array 3, now A5 in the green. I was honestly expecting to have run into a problem by now. I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, it just seems like too many things have gone well so far. I woke up expecting, if not disaster, at least complications. I didn't think we'd just fall into a star, you know, but so far everything is going perfectly. I really, really don't trust perfect. Array 4, A6, green, coming through clear. I mean, really, what are the chances we got into the perfect orbit without any fuss Mandry has admitted to? Came out of suspension without anything worse than some admittedly significant vomiting. And now we're on schedule to set foot on the planet beneath us? Not that it's a tight schedule. Array 5, A9, green, transferred. Sounds like something interesting is going on there. Can't wait to dig in. Site 9 is tropical. Hurricane? Can't get distracted. Array 6, A7, green. No, wait, that light is definitely flashing. I guess I can relax now that something's broken. A7, you pesky little satellite array, let's have a look at your visuals. Oh, no, that is not the planet you're pointing at. I'll just note this for Mandry. Is it strange that I really do feel a bit better now? It's just a malfunctioning satellite array. Not even a real problem. End voice note. Ship, record a voice message for Zai. Hey, Corona. I know you're asleep, and I should be too. But I'm talking to myself instead, and to weather satellites, and to an empty room. So, I'm leaving you a message we both know I'll delete before you hear it. I know how I'm supposed to feel right now. Hooray for therapy. I should be excited, anxious, filled with a combination of anticipation and boredom. Tomorrow, Zahava and Cyrus will set foot on our new home. Tomorrow, I'll start building climate profiles for our build sites. Sometime after tomorrow, you'll head down to the surface, and sometime after that, once our landing settlement is finished, so will I. I'll be our spider in a web of satellite transmissions. You know I like spiders, I'm not complaining. I wish you could see the data the way I do. On the other hand, you've always wished I could see sunsets the way you do, so I don't think you'd want to trade. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, Right. Feelings. I can't sleep tonight. Restless energy, but I'm not as nervous as I should be. I'm not really anxious at all. It all feels like we've done this before. We are circling the unknown, and soon you'll go down into it, and I'll watch from here, and yeah, I want it to go well. I care. But all those feelings are smothered in a thick layer of static. I'm glad I managed to pass my psych profile to come along. I guess they didn't think too rational, given their circumstances, was a problem, and I mean, it's not. You know, even through the static, I'm glad I'm here, and that you are. They said the feelings should come back with time, and that a new place might help, so, well, I might have gone to extremes there. And I know I'm not the only one on the crew dealing with this. Probably most of us, really. I miss intensity, though. I wonder what it will be like when I breathe our new air and hear unimaginable animals. Will I feel joy in the strangeness? Will I be afraid? Unimaginable animals. Unimaginable! Unimaginable animals. Unimaginable animals. On a planet's surface that's unplannable. Filled with unimaginable animals. No, better. New band name. All right. I think that about does it. I'll delete all this self-indulgent shit and check on the rest of the arrays.
Isley, you there?
Karenna, you were supposed to be asleep.
So are you. I had a hunch.
Yeah. Couldn't resist checking the satellites now they're live.
Not maybe leaving me a weird long voicemail?
Why would you think that?
No reason. You good?
Just a few more arrays to check, and I'll get some sleep.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right, Array 7. Let's see how you're doing. Looking good. Just a few more.
This Planet Needs a Name, a science fiction audio drama suitable for our times, was created by Evan Tess Murray, who also wrote and directed this episode. Original composition, sound design, and audio engineering are by Trace Callahan. The character of Kolian was played by Trace Callahan. The character of Zai was played by Evan Tess Murray. This show is a labor of love, and we're deeply grateful to the cast and to our patrons, including our intrepid optimists, Talia and Marsden, for their commitment to bringing it to life. We believe that together we can create something beautiful, something better, on this planet or another, and that the stories we tell can light a whole constellation of candles against the dark. Full episodes are coming soon.